Hello, hello, hello.
We're back.
Again for the 500th time.
Pretty much. It's been since
7 months?
7 months?
Yeah, since February.
Oh, yeah. That's been too long. I've had people ask me, literally, I had a guy at work was like, what are you recording again?
Oh my god, don't be playing that whole time podcast.
I literally,
bro.
Because apparently we were his number one top podcast in the list of podcasts. It was
like
top 5 podcasts
that he had. Oh, yeah, gotcha.
One.
Okay, yeah.
And then,
the list. On the list.
And then we dropped down to nothing because we weren't even on the list anymore.
Yeah, because we haven't been doing it. Because it's my sister's fault.
How is it my fault?
I'm just kidding.
No, part of it is my fault.
Well, no, because life got in the way.
Life got in the way. Health issues got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we'll yeah, I mean, what else? What else is new in our lives?
Some things. I don't know how people do it, honestly. I would love to just. We could. It's only one hour.
If we put the motivation into it, yeah. Just like working out.
Every week we used to. For 2 years. And then all of a sudden, it was like.
Bruh. Oh my god.
But, you know, it sucks because I would like to keep up with it. I'm even thinking of, bro, look at this sound.
These nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
They have everything on here. Anyway, so we're back.
Again.
Don't
know how long.
This time. After, 7 months.
7 months.
The last recording was at February 8th, I think it was.
Which right? You should have just deleted the first entire whole thing of that podcast, but
whatever. Why?
Because it was, I don't even want to get to it.
Go back to that, our last
no,
podcast.
Don't. Just do skip it. That one.
Do it. Why should it be the one that gets, the most likes and the one that gets, the most views?
Well, we gotta look at it, so. Huh. But anyways. So we gotta look at it.
Yeah, but, health issues.
Well, I got put on in February. I think we
right around the time the that same we said
that you were sick with the flu. I'm sure I did it after you were sick. Yeah, it had
been.
I got put on birth control for the first time in my whole entire life, and still having the side effects from it. Seven months later.
Severe side effects.
Like non-stop bleeding, pretty much. It has been bleeding, stopping, but it feels like it's non-stop.
But honestly,
so I'm getting this taken out.
Sometimes I get some
emotional damage.
I can't.
Only because this. I told her she needs to take this birth control out because, goddamn, she gets so emotional sometimes over something so small. Where I'm like, you need to hang up the phone and reset yourself. Okay.
Yeah, I get so cranky.
You need to stop.
Just emotional. I don't know. I just get really emotional.
Like, for example, we're planning Mackenzie's birthday. I was planning Mackenzie's birthday. Which, by the way.
Hello, me.
Today's her birthday.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Happy birthday, Mackenzie.
I can't believe she's 6. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Remember when she was born and she turned 1? I said, watch, next thing is preschool and then kindergarten. And then she's going to be first grade. And we're like, no, hold on. We need to slow things down.
And here we are.
Today was her first day of first grade.
Let's just take a moment in silence of the growing of years of this girl.
what's that song that they play? You know which one I'm talking about, where they say stop growing.
Oh, I have that song on my phone. I think.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
For the kids.
Yeah. Never grow up. Don't you never grow up?
That one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was planning because she was like, I don't know. I'm like, I got it. I love planning stuff. and everything. So I start planning it. Next thing you know, I'm buying everything. I'm getting everything in order. She calls me, like, the week before and says, you know, okay, Saturday. I said, no, the party's on Sunday. And she's like, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. It's on the invite. And she goes, no, it's not. I said, Jessica. She's like, where's the invite? I'm like, why is she emotional? I was like, why is she being snappy? And then all of a sudden, I was like, okay, well, cool. And then I said, look, it says August 31st, okay? And she goes, well, people are going to come Saturday, which means if they come Saturday, they're not going to come Sunday. I'm like, okay, do me a favor. I will text everybody, whoever I text. Can you text the people that I don't have the number? Just let them know. Just remind them, hey, FYI, don't, you know, it's a Sunday, not... She goes... You know, this is why I didn't want to plan anything. And go sit. I'm like, you need to calm down. I'm like, I don't know why you're upset. You're getting snappy. No, you're not planning it. I am. I'm just telling you to get the people that have the number for it. That's all you gotta do. Can you do me a favor? She's like, I'm tired. And I'm just like, okay, I will call you later. Just do me that favor. Stop being snappy.
Well, that's the thing, because they think I've been so tired because the amount... I know it's going to be a little bit TMI, so sorry for the men out there that's going to be listening, guys. But the amount of blood that I've been losing, I think it's just tired and low on iron, maybe, and then I just get snappy and stuff like that. Normal? What?
Is that even normal to lose that much blood?
I called the nurse, and she's like, yeah, it should have subsided by now. I think you should be seen. So because she didn't really sound so, reassuring, but... At the same time, she did say, just get it checked out.
Here's the thing.
It wasn't urgent.
Remember that one time I rushed myself? Because, if you guys don't want to listen to the next, maybe 10, 15 minutes, don't. Because there's going to be a lot of information going on.
TMI.
Yeah.
Warning.
I got to backtrack a little bit. 2 years ago, I thought I had kidney stones. I was having, lower back pain up to the front. Didn't know what it was. I swore up and down it was either UTI or kidney stones. I called my sister. I'm like, listen, I'm going to go to urgent care, which I shouldn't because they're going to send me to the ER. And long and behold, that's what they did. So I went to the ER because I did a test there. They said my urine came back fine. It could be the beginning of kidney stones, but they don't have a CAT scan machine. So I went to the ER. Doctor comes in, was like, well, good news. We don't have kidney stones, but we found something. You don't ever want to hear that.
Good news, though. That's what he said.
Good news, nothing in the kidneys, but we'll find something. And I looked at her like, what? Like, my heart sank for a second. She goes, well, we found a 7-centimeter cyst on your left ovary. I'm like, I'm sorry, repeat that again? And she was like, yeah, 7 centimeters. And I was like, how big are we talking? She goes, the size of an orange. I'm like, what the? And she goes, that's the pain that you're feeling, whatever, whatever. I said, okay. So I've been dealing with that on and off that first year. Then the one time that I got my period, remember, I bled so much that time around that I got scared because it was like just the amount of clots that were coming out. I'm sorry, guys, I know this is TMI, but this is what we go through. And so I ended up going back to the hospital. I told them what happened. I said, listen, if I'm going to lose this much blood, is that even normal? So they tested my blood level. Thankfully, it was good. But that's scary. That's why I'm asking you, if your levels are good.
Well, I don't know, because the nurse didn't sound, so scared of it. She just said that I should just be checked out by now, because they told me 3 to 4 months that I should regulate again. But then I read on Google saying it said, 4 to 6 months. So I'm like, all right, let me just give it some time, whatever, up until then, and just to see if it would work out, whatever. We're at the 7th mark now. And then, it's going to be, so I would have my period. So I had it for, 4 or 5 days. And then, last week, stopped for 3 days, and now I have it again. I got it again. So it's like, why? And it's been like that for the past 7 months, just on and off. There was one time I had it for a week straight, or 9 days straight. I was off one day, and it came back again for another 7 days or so. So, yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm going to take it out.
Control needs to go bye-bye.
It's, and for all you guys are curious about, or not guys, but the girls are curious about, is it's the Nexplanon. It's the one that goes inserted into the little rod into your arm. That's the one that I have. Yeah, it lasts for 5 years. So, and for those who are curious and want to know, no, I am not having any more kids. I am done. So, I'm either going to go straight for the surgery, or maybe go for the IUD, but, oh, I just kicked my phone. But I think I'm going to just go straight for the surgery, because I don't want to keep dealing with all this pain and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's what I've been dealing with, and I have an appointment that's coming up soon, and we'll go from there, but I'll keep you guys updated, maybe, potentially, maybe on the next episode, depending on when we do this again. Maybe, like, a year later.
Let's not, because that would be too much, and if I had the sound effects on my phone right now, I would go, bruh.
Bruh.
So. But we are live on TikTok right now, so, woo-hoo! So, I recently, so I've been dealing with a cyst issue. Back in May, was it May? May. I was rushed again to the hospital. Hey, can we just sidetrack for a second? Has anyone, probably a bunch of you had, tried morphine before?
Did I? I don't know if I ever gotten morphine before. Did I? I don't think I ever had morphine. Maybe I had, no, I didn't, because I've had, remember my tonsillitis in December?
Yes.
They gave me something stronger than Motrin, but it was not an opioid. Torbitol. So
they,
it wasn't,
that they used to give me that when I would go in, but this time around, like, the cyst pain was so bad, I knew something was going on that was different than it, because the pain that I would have before, it would be strong because they were saying that my cyst was literally ripping off my worry.
My Rory. Rory.
So that was the issue.
Rory.
But, oh, hello.
Sorry.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Someone's calling.
Sorry, guys.
So I was rushed to the hospital, and I told them the history of my cyst and all that stuff. And so the nurse was like, well, how strong is your pain right now? I said, about like a 7 or 8. It's, but it comes like in waves. Like, it'll stop, then it'll come, it'll stop. And then so she was like, well, okay, we're going to give you medicine for nausea, and we're going to give you morphine. And she said, have you ever had morphine? I said, no. And I'm like freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, what is it going to do to me? When I tell you that I felt that shit go right in.
Hi.
And in 30 seconds, I was like, what happened? What's going on? It's such a mind game. Like, it screws up your mind so much. Because I had a friend with me. And I was, like, looking at him. And I was like, I'm like, what is this? He goes, you're feeling nice. I said, no, I kind of don't like it. Because
but
I
you kind of like, did like
I
it.
I kind of was like floating, but I was getting like a head rush. But then I was like, wait, what's going on? And then I was like, I don't like this. I was like, this is so weird. And then we were going to ultrasound. And we were getting wheeled to ultrasound. And the nurse was like, oh, honey, can you get up? I said, yeah, no problem. But my body wasn't moving. So, like, your mind is telling you that you're getting up, but your body's not moving. And so my friend was like, she's on morphine for the first time. And she's like, oh, okay, no, never mind. Just stay there. Just lay there. And then they had to help me up to go to ultrasound and CAT scan. But it was such a weird, weird feeling. And you know what? I still felt the pain a little bit. So I don't know if it's something that, like, takes your, like, you know what I mean?
It kind of like fizzes up your mind, so you don't really pay attention to the actual pain. And
maybe. But I was just like, oh, hell no. I don't want morphine ever again.
Sure.
So then,
I'm just kidding.
I don't know if they gave me at the hospital now when I got my surgery.
Well, I remember when I had my wisdom teeth taken out, they gave me Oxy, but I never took it.
No, but I'm saying at the hospital, because after that,
I know.
They just prescribed me Motrin.
Yeah.
So, fast forward to June, I got my period, and then I was spotting for a few days, and then I called my doctor, I said, something's not right, and they noticed that they found polyps in my, one polyp at the time, in my uterus, and he said, we need to take it out. So, okay, fast forward, and I went to surgery on August 5th. So tomorrow's going to be a month. And I was actually, surprisingly, I was okay. I was nervous, but I was pretty calm. More calm than what I thought I was going to be.
When?
The day of the surgery, when you were with me.
Oh, well, because the doctor said it was his first time.
No, I'm saying throughout the day, like, I was pretty calm. Which, by the way, the whole thing of, like, not eating and drinking, I understand that. But you got to think about it. My surgery was at 3 p.m., so I didn't have anything since 6 p.m. the night before. Because 2 days prior from that, we came home from Florida. So Monday, I went to sleep early. I was tired. And then Tuesday was surgery day.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, okay, so now what? And so the doctor comes. He goes, hey, how you feeling? Like, I'm a little scared. But, I just want to get it over with. He's like, yeah, it's fine. I watch YouTube to 6 a.m. And it's my first day. And I was like, that's something you don't want to tell me? But I knew, like, he was good at his job. So he came highly recommended. So all I know is that I...
Well, what's the doctor's name? Because you highly recommend the doctor. You don't know... You're not even mentioning his name.
Well, he's... I don't know if I should say where he's located. Well, you guys can look it up. But his...
He's a doctor. Yeah.
Any women looking for... an OB. His name is Dr. Jonathan Turkish. He came very highly recommended. He's actually really good. Like, he sits with you. He explains everything to you. Any questions? He did make me feel calm. But I don't know maybe a lot of you watch Grey's Anatomy. But when I tell you that, when I walked into that room and I saw the table and everything, I was like, oh shit, this is real. Like, that's when it really hit me.
It's about to go down.
And on top of that, it was like, you lay down. I have a nurse on my legs putting on, like, those, what's it called? The massage.
Or, like, the, so you don't get blood clots.
Yeah, it's like a long boot thing, so it.
A feet massager thing. Yeah. Leg massage.
Then I had one nurse on my right, one nurse on my left, another one, like two on my sides. And I'm like, oh my God, they were moving such a fast pace that I didn't even have time to even react. But then I did start crying a little bit because then I freaked out. And all I see from the corner of my eyes, the nurse injecting, I'm assuming, the medicine. And all I remember is her saying, you're going to feel a little drowsy. And I looked up to the ceiling. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling it. That was it. Then I woke up in the recovery room.
Well, you did better than I did when I had my D&C surgery.
Why?
Because I was, like, hyperventilating and, like, having a panic attack as they were, like...
I don't think they gave me time. They literally, the minute I walked in, they took, you know how I had
same thing for me, but I had time. Like, I was hyperventilating.
Oh, no, I didn't have time. I laid
as soon
down,
as I lay down, I start, like, right there, panic attack.
I, like, laid down, and I literally just... started tearing up. The nurse was calming me down. I love that they were all so good to me. And it took between walking into the room and knocking out, I say it was like a minute. Like, I didn't even have time to react. They did it so quick. And then I woke up. It was like 4:30. He came out, what, like 3:15 and said I was done? Like, it was so fast.
I honestly don't even remember the timing. Wait, 3:15? No. Your surgery is at 3.
Right.
There's no way that he...
He said it took like 5 minutes, he told me. And when I went to post-op...
Yeah, but I don't think you went into surgery at 3, did you?
Yeah, I walked in at like 3 o'clock.
I don't remember. I don't know. I just remember I was waiting there for a good minute because they prepped you up and... I think it took you like an hour and a half to come out, told
me. Oh my God, yeah, it took me forever. Then the nerves were kicking in.
Because like the prepping and all that stuff and... It took longer to prep her than actually the surgery.
And wake up. Or procedure. They usually said that I would wake up in like half an hour to 40 minutes, and it took me an hour and 20 minutes to wake up, because it was like 4:25 when I woke up.
Yeah.
And then they kept me there because I was like in and out at first, and then once I was like awake, then they took the oxygen off and all that stuff, and then they put me with my sister. It's funny, because before surgery, I was like, listen, I want a whole jar of coffee and McDonald's. I was starving. I get out of there, and they gave me a sandwich and coffee. I ate, like, half the sandwich, and then I'm like, I feel nauseous. I can't even eat it anymore.
Yeah.
It was, like, so bad. But thankfully, everything is gone. And knock on wood, nothing comes back. Everything's cleared.
Yep.
And we should go back to normal. But the stuff that we go through as women is bad.
I just want to get off of this birth control already. So can we just do surgery? Can you just, like, numb me with ice?
No, stop. Because
ice. Make a little slit and look.
There's a... Stop. Oh, my God.
You can see the rot. It's, like, a good, like, 3 inches.
Oh, my God. Guys.
In my arm.
Maybe if you're live on TikTok, you can see. But she literally wants to rip the birth control.
Yeah. Well, you can't even see where they still inserted it, too.
Stop. That's probably okay, so how did they take it out? Stop. Oh, my God. Stop.
The same way they put it in.
I don't even know how they
They put it in with, like a giant needle. Like, you know, like, how they microchip dogs? Like, with, like, no. So, it's a needle, but it's a giant hole inside of it, so that the thing could fit in there,
mm-hmm.
the microchip. So, it's kind of the same thing. They lift up your skin, and then they insert it.
Oh, my God.
But then, the way they take it out is obviously they're going to numb me where they're going to cut like a little slit right there, probably the same spot where they inserted it. And then you just put it up. But I need to get this out like soon because I'm tired of this.
Well, thing, maybe so. After you get it out, maybe you should change doctor. You should go to my doctor. What insurance do you have?
I'm not going to say that right now, but yes.
Oh, no, I know.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Whoever needs a new OB, he's honestly like I'm very very happy with him, and I would recommend him a lot.
Yeah.
So Dr. Jonathan Turkish, and he's based off. If you guys live in Jersey, he's based off in Perth Amboy.
I gotta see if my insurance takes it.
His office is honestly, I love everybody at the office. Like they're really really good. You can find him on ZocDoc. I know a lot of people, this is not an ad, because we don't sponsor them, or they don't sponsor us.
But we should get sponsored by them, because we are talking about them.
Oh my God, I know, because we're going through all this health crap.
Oh, look, you got something. Oh, somebody gave you something.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know, it was like a little thing.
Oh, Dexter is on. He's like, hi, sisters.
Hi.
And then he said... she has not changed. Yeah, you. When you're talking about...
Yeah, I'm never going to change that way, so... Okay. I even told my sister I was going to bite it off, too. Like,
yeah, I was
going
to
use my teeth and just take it out.
That, like, okay, I don't feel good. My tummy feels weird. And I think low-key, it's the ramen noodles, which I don't think I'm ever going to eat ever again. I'm just saying.
It could be it, but I don't know if it's...
I don't know, because since yesterday, I've just been like, ugh. These are his plans that he has.
But yeah, so I am planning to get the surgery done, which is a 2-week recovery. But the only thing is with that, I'm going to have caretakers of the 3 kids at the same time. Because I know I'm not going to be able to.
Maybe I could take a week off. It just depends when you're going to have it.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's the whole
my
situation first, and I gotta figure some stuff out. But I'm done having
she
kids.
She is definitely gonna be down for 2 weeks. Football Sunday. Football is starting tonight.
Oh my god!
I have my fantasy.
I am gonna bring my cheerleading outfit and my pom poms. Yay!
Dexter says we should have a football Sunday. Let's do it this Sunday.
No, we can't Sunday.
Why? You busy? You got plans?
Maybe. I don't know. Do I?
Ew.
I don't think so.
Dexter, do you want to come to my house and we'll do football Sunday here? I saw you.
We'll see. I'll see what's happening. But maybe everybody, like, we can invite a few people over to come and have football Sunday, I guess.
Why not?
But anyways,
yeah, we can do it here.
Backtrack to
anyways,
our topic.
So, yeah.
Health concerns.
I don't know.
It's just a crazy how a lot of women go through so many things, and men is just like, doo, 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 doo. Not saying that men do not go through things either. They do go through things. But like the mood swings and like the hormonal stuff and all that stuff, like.
But not even that. You got, when you have to go for checkups, you get violated by a curling iron.
But so they did. So do the eyes. Like, not violated by a curling iron, I wouldn't hope so, but, like, then that would have been, like, S.A., you know?
I'm talking about,
but they get, like, groped, you know?
Okay, groped is different than having a plastic thing shoved up there.
I mean, that's for testing, though. I'm sure they get, I don't know if they don't talk about this, but I'm sure they get something stuck down to her. This is a rated R podcast. Kids should not be listening.
No, kids, this is explicit. No, for real. So Dexter says because he is a male, he said only for a prostate exam, they get groped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they get groped.
But we get more than that. We get violated.
Well, we get, like, stuff scraped off of our cervixes.
Yeah,
and,
like me, where no. they
I remember. Pap smears, yes, I got that.
Which I have mine in November.
The pap smears, yeah.
I've been through worse, that's right.
The birth control, like, even with that.
Oh, never mind. He said that prostate exam is insertion. Damn!
Well, you see? So they do go through things.
Like, that's what? Like, once a year? Right?
Same thing with us with the pap smear. It's not like a daily
basis. I'm talking about, like, if they find something. Like, with me, I probably got violated. I lost count how many times in the past year and a half with ultrasounds and stuff.
Well, when you're pregnant, it's different, too. Like, they, I mean, nah, not really, actually.
When you first get pregnant, do they do that with the camera inside?
Well, they will, shove an ultrasound stick, pretty much.
Yeah, that's I mean.
But
like
that's if it's your early, early stages. Like, if you're, like, a month or two. Like,
okay.
A couple weeks in. But after 6 weeks, I think you can, they go on from the top.
Because that's when they can see.
Depending on the pregnancy and all that. If they don't find anything and all. But that's another thing. Women go through pregnancy and then, God forbid, they have complications. Then they have to do all that, and then
we women go through a lot.
The bleeding, the risk of bleeding, the all that stuff, and I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens with the surgery.
So the pregnancy.
When I have it.
Then, you know, let me say something.
Saying something for the past, 45 minutes? Whatever.
I read something online that stay-at-home moms, if you compare it to a salary job, stay-at-home moms should be making no less than $210,000 a year.
Thank you. And this is why I tell you I'm tired and that the kid...
Anything.
No, I'm just saying.
I know that you're
but
tired.
But, like, when you're like, oh, I worked a 14-hour day. But then your 14-hour day stops. And then you get to chill and relax.
Sometimes. No, not all the time.
But
I'm still going.
But still. You don't have kids screaming in your ear. And then be like, mom, 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 mom. And they start crying and fighting. And then one pulls the other's hair. And then... Yeah, no, it's what their mom's different. They feel more comfortable.
They feel safe.
So they lash out on more things and on each other and stuff and like the cleaning, constantly cleaning.
What they said cleaning.
The laundry.
The cleaning is you don't have to pay. You would have to pay someone to come clean your house or and laundry. Then you have somebody who a chef because technically you make
you have to cook three times a day.
You don't have to pay for a babysitter because you're basically the mom.
The babysitter, so.
And that's another. It's just like they name so much shit. I'm like, damn, they're right. They're actually right. You're their Uber driver. You're their everything.
The bus driver, the teacher for home for the you know like the homeworks and
the
then
homeworks and if you do the, homeschooling,
that's
you're
even
the
on top.
Period.
Yeah, and then like then you gotta drive them to practices if they're in sports. You gotta. Do all these things just it's a lot it's really a lot and it's crazy how some people be like oh no it's really not that long and like I could do it easily all right so then do it and see how you feel after a week or two and the kids are not they don't make it easy because the moment I clean one room legit a second later they mess it up the toys are everywhere again
I mean but they are kids.
I know but I'm just saying that's how like but mentally for me, it's like you just cleaned it.
You just made it.
And then,
no, I know.
Then you see a mess again.
I know.
Yeah. And then the piles of laundry.
I know.
they just stack up like the next
It'll
day.
Get better. And I'm like, kids are getting older, so you know they won't be as messy.
Well, they better not be. I hope not. I'm gonna freaking be up their asses with that. Their asses. No, they better when they're old. Yeah. I don't know. It is a lot, though.
It's okay.
I do miss work. And
do you plan on going back?
Yes.
Oh, that was the fastest yes I've heard coming out of your mouth when, in a long time.
When Levi is old enough to go to school, like in 2 years, then I'll go probably go back to work at part-time.
Are you planning on putting Ari in pre-K?
Yes, next year, for next year. So I would have to get, yeah, I would have to get paperwork. But you saw how today was. When, remember with one of my friends that he has two kids. One is in kindergarten now and one's in preschool.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, now I have to rush to preschool because the preschool is now on the other side.
Oh, shoot.
So I hope, but they do have preschool in Mackenzie School right now. But
hopefully
it's very small.
Maybe you can.
So maybe if I start paperwork now for next year, maybe they can put it in the same school.
Maybe you can request them being in the same building. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on, like, the wait list, too.
That's what you should do now. Oh, yeah. Remember Tanya says she can help you out? Because she's, like, the PTA. She's, like, very involved in the school system.
Yeah, I would have to talk to her, too.
We would have to figure out.
But I want to get that paperwork and, like, start soon.
So then we should get in touch with her and have a play date with the kids, remember? Well, her kids are older.
But... yeah, her kids are, like, teenagers now.
Oh, my God. Did you see how big they were?
Jeez. Yeah. So... play date, it's not really a play date. More of a hangout.
Yeah, but it would be nice. And her mom was, like, around the corner.
Yeah.
So, we should all just hang out one day.
Mm-hmm. But, anyways, going back. So, anyway,
This conversation is about, like, women's health issues, pretty much. And the stuff that we go through.
Mm-hmm. And
nice way to come back.
But another thing is, too, this whole birth control thing that I have, oh my God, I have some serious mood swings or, like, emotional days. Like, randomly, I'll just wake up and start crying.
No,
randomly.
I believe it. When I sense that you're a little snappy, even through text message, when it's, like, short-ass answers, I'm like, I'm not gonna text for the rest of the day. I'm gonna wait for her to come back. Because, goddamn, I'm, like, she moody today.
My fault.
Those hormones are kicking in today.
It's literally not my fault. Like, you know how I am. This is me. The giggly, happy, whatever.
Yeah, but the past...
But before the birth control, how was I? Happy.
You were fine.
Yes, I was happy, fine, like...
That's what I'm saying. The past...
The only thing that was, like, stressing me out was the kids. That's the only thing.
The past 7 months have been, like...
But then ever since being on the birth control, my moods have been, like, up and down.
The wheels on the bus go up and down,
up and down, up and down, the people on the bus go...
Tell me you have kids, I'll tell me you have kids.
But yeah, so that's why I want to take this off.
I played that song at work the other day.
And they loved it?
No. My boss looked at me like, really? Because we're talking about, literally... The wheels on our carts that we used to do, like, our put-away stuff, like, some of them are failing, so Ivan's trying to get somebody to fix them, because, you know, those wheels, like, they have to go round and round. I said, oh, like, this song, so I start playing it, and he's like, what do you want me to do?
For those who have kids out there and love, like, baby, like, raves and, like, EDM and stuff, listen to Lenny Pierce for kids.
Gosh. We just played at Kenzie's birthday party. And
everybody loved it.
And it didn't sound like a kid's birthday party. It was kids' songs.
But like, EDM remix.
And, like,
yeah.
Rave? Yeah, like, it was so good. Everyone was partying to
that. It worked out because it set the mood for everything and... the music and all that. It felt right playing those music. No one complained about it either. I saw people dancing to it too, and like let's say Noonie, she was like dancing to like the singing and know.
Well, she also has a kid, so.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know, people were loving it.
I'm telling you, like, when we grew up, we didn't have those kind of songs. We had those songs, but not in this form.
But it's like simple.
Yeah.
Like, the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and you're sitting there and, like,
twinkle,
star, how I
wonder. This one's like twinkle, twinkle.
Little star.
How I wonder. No, how
I wonder. I already forgot the lyrics. Up above the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky. Take a little star. How I wonder.
Yeah,
we are not copywriting the song, by the way.
No, we're not. Definitely not. So don't go after us, please. Don't cancel us. If anything, we're like promoting you.
Lenny Pierce.
Lenny Pierce, if you hear Look this, him up. Please sponsor us. Because I had two nieces and a nephew that love your music. So.
Yeah.
What was he gonna say? I forgot.
What was I gonna say?
Dang, I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
Pet peeves.
Oh, you want to go into that? You have the worst pet peeve of mine. Actually, no.
Witches.
My worst pet peeve, my number one pet peeve, is if you're going to tell me that you're going to be somewhere at a certain time and you're late, half an hour, I can give. If you're 2 effing hours late, you piss me off. Like, don't even come. Don't even come. That's why, like, I get it. Spanish people, we're Spanish. But for some reason, we're never late. We're, like, on time.
Because we're not Spanish, remember that. We're European.
Eastern European.
Exactly. We don't have any Spanish blood in our system.
But it just pisses me off.
According to you, 23 and me.
It's like, or if you call me and tell me, hey, this is happening, but I'm coming, I'll be there, and like, okay, then I get out. Fine. But if you're just late just to be late, like, Kenzie's birthday, we said 2 o'clock, people show up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Well, that's because they're actually Spanish. You gotta remember that. But
this is why, like, on invite...
That's why we gotta do, like, 1 o'clock.
I gotta say that 12 o'clock for them to maybe be there by 2 o'clock.
Exactly. That's okay.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Anyone that's watching on TikTok, do you guys have any pet peeves? Because that's one. That's one thing. And another thing that I have a pet peeve of is this one right next to me. When she slurps her drink and she knows... I just want to know... What are your pet peeves?
It's more of ASMR ones. Like those sounds like you talk like this and you go.
Chewing gum is Dexter. Stop. Don't even mess with freaking. Chewing gum. Like chewing gum in general, like, or chewing gum with the mouth open. Because that's another thing. People chew gum really loud or chew really loud where I'm hearing it. That is so freaking annoying. I can't.
I'm fine with those stuff, but
he's chewing gum in general, he can't stand. That's the first person.
Like someone chewing gum talking to you, or is it like, no, like yourself chewing gum, or somebody else is chewing the gum?
No, like someone else is chewing the gum.
But for you don't hear it, or you just see their mouth going nah, 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 you know?
Or when people talk while they're eating. Oh my bro, I don't want to see you chew. I don't want to see your food in your mouth.
Why? Seafood.
Oh my god. He doesn't even chew gum.
No.
Oh. Because that's how much it bothers him.
Okay, well.
That's the first.
My biggest pet peeve. Biggest pet peeve. Dun, dun, dun. Now, is when either I'm driving or shopping. It could be either or. When someone decides to cut in front of me and either stop or walk really slow.
Oh my god, that's so annoying.
Pisses me off.
I can't.
Known to man. Like, it's crazy. And it, oh my gosh. Like,
Dexter said it's called road rage.
No, no.
Here's the thing.
It's.
There's
she,
a sign. There is D, a sign.
The DJ in D, her, yes, not me, her, she has bad road rage. She has bad. She'll just like, I'm like, calm down. But I would never honk at anybody unless if they're trying to hit me or whatever. But the point is.
I've gotten better with that only because of the stories I've been hearing that people carry guns and like they're very like.
And I keep telling you that.
Yeah, no, I've stopped that a long time ago. But if I'm about to get hit.
Well, that's different.
Then I will do it. I will honk.
Well, that's different. You're about to get hit.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're driving at a good speed and then they would decide to go, oh, let me cut in front of you and drive slow.
That is nowhere near that bad. You see, I've gotten better than what I used to. I used to be really bad. I used to honk at everybody.
Yes, I know.
But listen, I told you to calm down. For those of you who live in Jersey.
Fist pump.
There's a sign that says there's no vacationing on the left lane. That I'm cruising in the left lane, minding my damn business.
Exactly.
And somebody's gonna go in that freaking left lane and go 20 miles less than what the speed limit is actually posted. Bro, get out. Get the fuck out.
Or like if you're even walking, like in like a crowded place, and people are walking in front in like the middle of a crowd, and they decide just stop right there. That makes me so mad. Like, why do you have to stop in the middle of a freaking crowd? Why don't you just move to the side and then you stop?
Oh my god, like this morning where we were standing on that curb, like on that little curb where the light post was.
Okay.
We went with Kenzie.
All right.
So I'm literally standing like at the edge of the curb, and Chris is next to me with Ari. So you're with Kenzie over there. And so we're trying to watch her, you know, so I guess they're about to go and whatever. So I'm trying to find her. This lady literally steps on the curb right in front of me. I wanted to push her. I want to be like, don't you see me standing right here? And then she grabbed her husband and put her next to him. Now I can't see crap. So what did I do?
You went in front of her.
I went right in front of her.
I went right in front of her. Yeah, like, so aggressive with it. You should have seen your face.
I can't deal with people who don't have common sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Either they're doing it on purpose or they just lack common sense.
I think it's more of a purpose thing.
I don't know.
Because they don't care of anything else except for them all, their own.
But anyone else that want to share their pet peeves, we're doing a segment called Pet Peeves because.
So that's my other pet peeve. What is my other one? I think those are the two majority ones that I have. I don't think I have any more pet peeves. Unless.
No, me either.
Let me backtrack.
Mine's like the food thing.
Mine is when there's a hamper right in front of you and you're changing.
Oh my god, I hate that.
And then there's clothes on the floor next to it. I'm like.
I mean, truthfully.
Like, come on.
I live alone, so I don't have that problem. But.
But my kids, the kids do it. Like, I tell them all the time, put it in the hamper.
But they're learning. So you gotta give them. No, they're learning.
I know. Now, I know
if
they're learning.
Dating somebody but or mentally. Somebody and they were doing it. Like, I have a friend at work where her husband, the hamper is literally right there, and he put the clothes right next to the hamper on the floor. I'm like, what do you do? He's like, oh no, I make him pick it up. Or, you know what she did one time? She goes, she said that the clothes was next to the hamper. And she was like, babe, this is heavy. Can you help me with something? And so she's pretending to pick up the clothes. And then he goes, babe, that's my clothes. Just pick it. Like, it's not heavy. She goes, exactly. So why don't you put it in the hamper?
Yeah.
Like, it's so
good. Well, that was my, and I haven't obviously having that pet peeve as much as I used to have it, you know, more than a year ago. But but anyway, so but the kids, yes, I know they're learning, but still, like as an adult, you know, obviously, that's gonna bother you. I know they're still learning.
Yeah, but they're learning, so you kind of have to give.
But I don't yell at them or nothing like that. But I just keep reassuring them, hey, pick up your clothes and put them in the hamper. That's it.
I mean, by the way, your emotional state is lately.
And but that too.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I'm thinking. Pet peeves, right? That's one thing.
Okay.
Remember what we talked about today in the car? Intrusive thoughts.
Oh my god.
Levi, I feel like he had an intrusive thought today because he literally took the red Solo cup with, I filled with like a little bit of water. He took the cup, he looked at me and laughed, and then he like threw it all over him. And I'm like, Levi, you're making a mess. And he's like, haha, and just like kept going. I'm like, that's an intrusive.
Yeah, he had one and it got to him. I have a lot of intrusive thoughts. A lot. But do I do them? No.
Actually, I do too. Especially at work.
you know, I do have them on. Like, you know, when I'm carrying a load of laundry and then I'm going down the stairs, I'm staring at the stairs. I'm like, should I just throw myself?
Don't do that. No,
I'm
scared. Someone's going to call the cops on you now.
So they get a break. Just to have a break, you know. No, but I don't do that. Obviously, I'm here, so. But you, I do get a lot of intrusive thoughts. Like, remember in the car on the way to Boston, I think, when I was like, I have an intrusive thought.
You were like, I'm going to stop. And she was like, for what? I didn't even say anything. I'm in the passenger seat, and we're talking, and she just, like, looked at me. We were stuck in traffic. And she looked at me. I'm like, what? She goes, oh, my intrusive thought. And I really read her mind. I'm like, what? You want to slap me? She goes, yeah. I'm like, for what? And she's like, I don't know. I just feel like it. I'm like, no.
Or like, okay, let's go simple one, right? So, if, like, let's say we're eating cake, and there's a whole cake of just nicely done. You just want to, like, put your hand into it and then just like, no, but I'm just saying, just like every cake, just put your hand into it and just gotta grab it and just like throw it at people.
A few years ago, we did my birthday. Mom made my cake. We were at your house. I was supposed to go out that night because they invited me to go out to the bar that night.
Don't remember.
Yeah, well, we took a picture, and I think there's a picture where your intrusive thoughts showed in the picture because your face was like, ha ha ha, because you were on the other side of Mom. And you literally grabbed the cake and you smashed it all over my face. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh my god.
That was a moment in silence because I don't remember.
It's like such an intrusive thought.
Yes. And it, Mom that was, got the best of me.
Mom was like laughing about it. And then she looked at the cake. She's like, Jessica, why are you throwing the cake?
¿Qué te pasa, Jessica? ¿Por qué hiciste?
Does anyone on TikTok who's watching right now, do you guys ever have intrusive thoughts that you're just like, do you react on it or no? That's what I want to know. If people react to their intrusive, probably not all, obviously not all. Sometimes I'm like scared to ask that question because I don't know what people have in their brain, what they're thinking of.
Have their in their brain. They got brain, they got blood, they got, oh you God. Know, nerves and all these veins.
Smart-ass comments.
Own blood. And
you know that one time, let's talk about smart-ass comments. Like, there was a box, and it was sitting, like, on the counter, right?
Okay.
So, my boss and a friend of mine were there, and I was asking him, like, hey, does this box... Like, no, I said, what is this? I thought it belonged to something.
And that's the joke?
No, my friend goes, it's a box... it's a rectangular box with flaps where you put stuff in it and then you put tape over it. And
exactly.
Then you put the label and then you send it out to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him. My boss started laughing. I was like, I'm leaving, bye.
Peace out.
No, but yeah, intrusive thoughts, pet peeves.
All these things that we go through.
We have to podcast next week. We have to make this a weekly thing like we used to. It takes an hour.
Yeah, well.
I'm here.
Well, that's probably why we haven't been doing it.
I mean,
because of what happened. Remember?
Our last podcast got deleted.
Yeah, but not that part. But I'm just talking about
okay.
Never mind. I'll tell you after. But there's a reason. There's another reason why, but I don't want to say it.
I think I know, but anyways.
It's not a topic to talk about, really.
Not right now. So does anybody want to share anything that we can share on this podcast? We are also, we're going to do the happy hour segment where people send in stories.
Happy hour.
Either funny, dramatic, sad.
Anything.
Whatever your heart desires to share.
Any stories.
It's totally anonymous. We're not going to say who you are.
It could be like a haunted story. It could be anything. Like literally anything.
Oh, haunted.
Funny.
You know, Halloween is next month.
Whatever, like, whatever.
Your heart desires to share.
That or whatever it's kind of like is stuck in your head for the, like, the rest of your life pretty much. Like something happened like that just kind of stuck to you. It could be a happy moment. It could be anything, really.
Or, like, what's your worst date? Worst first date?
Yeah.
I had a first date where the guy pretty much proposed to me when we were done. And I looked at him and I was like, bro, you don't even know who I am.
Oh, I think he remembered you telling me that.
He was, like, recently divorced, stuff like that. And then we met through a blind date, pretty much. But it was a blind date with a group of my friends. Because he was friends with them from high school. Mm-hmm. And they reconnected. So I said, I'll only meet this guy if we go on a group date. So we did. We all went out. We all hung out. And then we started chatting. We went out that Thursday, the same week. So it wasn't even a week that I met him. We went to the movies. And then we went to eat lunch. And then he told me, how do you feel? I said, about what? And he goes, about the future. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, do you see us being together? And I was like, I met you, like, 5 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not saying no, but I think we should keep
talking and getting to know each other.
Like, I don't even know you.
Duh.
And then he goes, well, I see a future with us. He's like, it's not like I want to marry you tomorrow, have kids tomorrow. And I was like, bro. I'm like, do you even know if I have siblings or my, you don't even know my last name, my favorite color, something of me yet?
I think it was more just him saying that he just is vibing with you.
No, I think it was more of like I was a rebound because a week later I found out he was sleeping with a girl.
Because you rejected him.
I didn't reject him because we were talking for 2 weeks after that. And we were planning a second date, but he slept with somebody before we went on a second date.
Because you rejected him on the first date.
No, I didn't reject him. I said, and he agreed with me. And I said, okay, he's like, you want to go on a second date? I said, yes. And then I found out he was sleeping with another girl that he met at a bar, like, the week after. So I said, well, screw that. And then he proceeded to tell me that he's like, oh, I was texting you, didn't answer right away. Bro, I'm at work. Like, I'm busy.
He's that type of person.
Yeah. Oh, he, like, went after me, talking about how, like, I text you, and you didn't text me for, like, 3 hours later. I'm like, bro, I can't have my phone at work. I'm lucky to have it near me in case of, like, something, God forbid, something happened with mom. But other than that, I try not to be on my phone. And he was just like...
But you're there sitting texting me, like, almost all day.
So what? You're my sister. I'm hiding in the office. Like, I'm doing a crap load of paperwork.
Oh,
so.
I can't put my phone, but hey, you know, what's going on?
Well, I hide it. And then when I see everybody walk around, I'm like, oh, phone down. But, I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, send us our funny stories. Our email is
DeeJayTalk. podcast. @gmail.com.
So djtalkpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
If you have our YouTube or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Instagram. Where are we on? What else are we on? TikTok.
Facebook.
You can send us DMs through there, Instagram, whichever, or email us. Send us your story. So then next week when we podcast, because we are going to podcast next week.
Okay.
I'm looking at you. Like,
all right. I mean, we could do it at my house next time.
Yeah, that's if fine. Anything. And then,
or here.
Yeah, matter. And then we can share some of your stories. Again, it's totally anonymous. We're not gonna say your name or nothing like that.
Just now that the kids are older, if we do it at the house, you're gonna hear a lot of moms, and knocking on the door, or Levi crying, or stuff like that.
Or we do it a little bit later when they're in bed. Now that Kenzie started school.
Yeah,
you know, or we can
do that too.
So we'll figure it out. But we will try our best, fingers crossed, to do this every week. And also, please help us. I'm getting tired. Subscribe, follow, like, share. There we go. Please share our podcast with people so we can get out there. It is so hard to get out there. I don't know how the people get, like...
It's because they're consistent with it. And then,
well,
like, they
but
have
a
all
lot
these.
A lot of them also are like.
They start off.
Low key, like, famous people. You know what I mean? Or they know them from somewhere.
Well, no, it's not that. It's more a content, too. We should do, like, a cooking one next time. Like, but video. You know? And upload it with the video.
We could do a video and we could upload it on YouTube.
They talk and cook.
Yeah. What do you want? Oh, I can make my chicken Alfredo.
Oh, my God. DJ Cooking Talk.
I'm just kidding. Anyways. right, guys. Until next week.
Until 7 months later.
No. Bro. Until next week. I will go to your house at midnight if I have to.
Fine. That's fine. But you're going to be like, no, I'm too tired.
Well, I got to wake up at 4 a.m. What do you want me to do?
Exactly.
Which hopefully that'll change too soon, my schedule. But we'll see.
Until next time, the DJ Talkers.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing. Sharing is caring.
It could be fun.
Even though my sister doesn't want to share a microphone because I'm having technical difficulties.
Because I like mine. You should look into yours and see what's going on. Because I want my microphone back.
All right.
Mine.
Okay.
Mine.
All right.
Mine.
Great.
Mine. 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 Mine.
Mine. Mine. Okay, I think it's time to get off. All right, guys. Till next week.
Till next time.
Bye, guys.
On DJ Talk. Bye. Bye.